This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, who wants to be here? Jennifer, you want to be here?
Sure.
All right. Victoria, you want to be here?
Why not?
Jay, why not?
Of course.
Well, yeah, enthusiasm here. There's asylum from the rest of radio right here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, offering protection for all those who are interested in wisdom and knowledge, which we all have. Some of us have more than others because some of us are older and more experienced than others. With age comes wisdom and knowledge. Right? Okay. I just thought I'd pass that along because there are some people who think that just because you get old or I get old, I have lost my touch. I don't know that I think that that's true, but I can understand how it is because I grew up around a lot. When I was teaching, I'm being facetious, obviously, not having fun with Victoria more than anybody else, but I have, and when I was teaching school, I remember the kids used to, the girls who sat in the front row, always the girls sat in the front of the class in the 7th and 8th and 9th grades, the boys sat in the back, the girls sat in the front. And I didn't do, a lot of times then you were required to take attendance in each class, and people would be in alphabetical order so that you could, in some of the classes, so that it was easy for the teacher to take attendance. But I never really paid much attention to that. I broke all the rules. See, when I was a kid doing this stuff, Victoria, I was just like you. I thought that nobody, the older people who were in charge, didn't know what they were doing. I decided to do it my way.
I make fun of you for keeping, you know, like Blue Bloods on the air and, like, you know, old shows.
I love Blue Bloods, for the record.
Okay. Like CBS. Doug keeps CBS on the air.
Yes,
but no, I don't think that I believe in wisdom and learning and, you know, and
yes, you do.
Over time. And the lessons you acquire, of course.
All right. So here is what people like to watch on Netflix. I decided we'd go away from CBS, NBC, and ABC because there seems to be a difference of opinion as to who's watching what. So, according to a survey that was done, if I can read the fine print, I saw this before. Let's see here. Who is this? What's the source? The Status Commerce something or other. I don't know. My glasses. There's a winter storm called Oakley that's beating across the country. And it's interesting because I usually make my arrangements to go out to L.A. To go Friday evening, but I went early this time, and I'm apparently going to miss this storm, which will dump another foot of snow. It'll be gone in a week, but still, it'll throw things off. If you're going to travel, have that in your mind. At any rate, so what do we like to watch on Netflix? Number one, 76% of the people surveyed said they wanted to watch more comedies on Netflix. 65% said dramas. 59% said thrillers and mystery shows. 55% of those who surveyed want to watch documentaries. 46% sci-fi stuff. I don't know what the category sci-fi is sort of spread out. It used to be monsters and creepy crawly creatures. Now there's a lot of different things, right? The stories of what's going on other planets and things. Yeah. Let's see here. 45% like animation. 40% want horror. Jay must have answered that part of the question. And then there are 37% want music videos. So that's how the breakdown.
Music videos, that's weird.
I was going to say, how does today's generation know what those are?
Music videos? Yeah. What, they don't make them anymore? I thought they still made music videos. You
know? No, they do. Huh? We grew up on MTV when it was music television, where now it's reality television.
Back in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Back
in our day.
Now everybody just makes a video and it goes out on YouTube or Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only place you can see music videos.
I want to know, who's the audience then? We're talking about audiences that watches a show like this one on A&E, Adults Adopting Adults.
Well,
this is
as
a, Do you know that one, Jennifer?
No, I don't know that one. What's it about?
It's so creepy.
It is creepy. It's really creepy. They had 10 or 11 episodes in the can. It started in January. They've canceled it because people who were watching it were upset because part of the storyline in this most recent episode, the theme was then some old 60-year-old guy adopting a 20-year-old pregnant mother. And he admitted to having feelings for her.
Well, it's so Woody
Allen.
No,
that was a previous time. Apparently it came out that there was another time that he and his wife were trying to adopt an 18-year-old, and then he had romantic feelings for her, and the wife was saying how she's worried that history is going to repeat itself, and everybody was like, this is dark and creepy. We don't want to watch it. They aired 3 episodes, and we're like, nah.
No, huh? Okay.
Well, I mean, they just try to, at this point, with reality TV now, they just try to come up with, like, the most outrageous thing that they can think of. Mm-hmm. And this is the result. It's just, this is basically criminal. I mean, it's awful.
Who watches then? But who does this appeal to, though? That's the,
I don't know. I can't even watch an episode of Hoarders because it's just so gross. But people like watching freak shows.
Like, I think it makes people feel better about themselves, right?
TLC, like the TLC was the learning channel, and literally people call it the learning circus at this point because it's just so crazy.
I just don't. This is so depressing. All right, let's not talk about that anymore. Here's something that's good from the world of entertainment. Pink, who's somebody I like. I just like her. I like her looks.
She's really good in concert, by the way. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to see her, she's excellent.
So she's the smartest parent I know in Hollywood because she has laid down the law, no phones for my children. Good for her. Now, that may sound like it's coming from an old curmudgeon, but I think... let's see, her daughter is 10, and she wants one, and her mother says, no, you can't have one. The idea that a 10-year-old needs to have a phone is ridiculous, and I say that directly to parents who are listening who say, I'm getting a phone for my 10-year-old. You're an irresponsible, bad parent.
When you say that. I'm going to go ahead and say it. As a parent, Doug, I hate when you say, if you do this, then you're a bad parent. There are so many aspects.
Okay,
but
so I
there are
my
so
point
many different
view.
Aspects that actually make a bad parent. And I agree with you on the topic of the phones. 10-year-olds don't need a phone, but there might be some families where their 10-year-old is in a lot of activities where they're not around their parents, and the parent needs to be
a lot of
contact with
their kids.
Some of it's safety.
Yeah.
Isn't that, well, what kind of a comment is that on society, then? If that's the reality, then this is a much deeper issue.
So focus on society, not calling people bad parents.
Well, I say that parents are bad that let their children play football in high school. I think that's bad parenting as well. And then maybe people criticize me for that.
But you're a perfect parent?
No.
I didn't play football, but
this is not about me.
In sports.
Yeah. Well, I just,
my mom
it's not about
wonderful.
Me.
She was not coaching a lot of sports.
Who was?
My mom.
Your mother, right, Doris. Hi, Doris. How are you doing? Doris is listening right now, as a matter of fact. She's smiling because we're talking about her.
Mm.
At any rate, well, we're here to talk about what we think, and I think that way, and you think another way. It's okay. People can throw rotten bananas at their radio if they want to. I just happen to feel strongly about stuff like that. And the people around
me. But by the
time
your grandson, let's get back to reality. By the time your grandson Miles is 10, he will probably have a phone because it's only getting younger and younger, and it's more pressure on kids and parents to keep up. And you don't want to have your kid be the only kid who doesn't have a phone. I mean, there are a lot of pressures, and you don't want to make your kids stand out in a bad way, right? I mean, with bullying and cyberbullying and everything, there's already enough pressure on kids. And so if you're it's like the one kid who wasn't allowed to eat any sugar, you know, growing up in our generation. My mom doesn't let me have any sugar cereal. You know, like there's always that kid. Why would you want to put your kid in a spotlight like that? It just, you know, at some point, everybody has technology. It's just it's a fact of life. Do I think a 6-year-old needs it? No, but look around. Every baby has a tablet. They all have it. You know, it's a reality.
My grandson my daughter agrees with me. And,
let's see how long she's
My one-and-a-half-year-old does have a tablet.
Your one-and-a-half has a tablet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Most kids do. I mean, most kids
But it's not most of the science that's attached to it, and this is not about Jay. I'm not going to apologize for what I know and what I've read and what I understand, having a tablet and watching all that stuff when you're a year and a half, year or 2 years old, isn't good for your brain. That's the study on top of the study.
My pediatrician is, or his pediatrician's okay with it. My kid knows words because of his tablet and games we play on it together. He laughs at humor because he understands the concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's your experience. I'm just telling you what I have been told by people that I respect. So does it go around and around? I suppose it does. But under the circumstances, what it, you know, it, what we listen to, oftentimes what we agree with is what we think ourselves. And so back to Pink and why she did what she did. She said, for children, I'm not there yet. I have a 10-year-old who doesn't have a phone. And you know, most of the children in my class, the fifth grade, have a phone, she pointed out to her mother yesterday. That doesn't move my needle. I don't care. And I guess maybe that's where I am. To each his own. I don't think, well, I can understand why you'd be sensitive to me.
Yeah, it comes to, I mean, if you look, if Jay's involved with Mac and he's sitting there and they're doing stuff together, that's a little different. I think the stresses of having a 10-year-old with a phone when, well, not even the babysitter aspect, but like having people bully and do whatever they might do on social media and not having control of what the kid is seeing and the mom is not there all the time, like Pink's not going to be with their 10-year-old all the time, I can understand why it's probably easier just to keep them away from it if they can. If I mean, now, pretty sure they don't have to worry about the kid being alone all the time.
Here's what I would wonder. Most of you are familiar with Calm, C-A-L-M, and what they, there are lots of videos, lots of stuff that's available online that's good for adults. I happen to watch it myself on the plane when I'm going to California and I want to go to sleep. After I've had something to eat, I put on Calm, and in like 30 seconds, I'm gonzo.
Listening to Matthew McConaughey read you a bedtime story?
Well, whatever.
Harry Styles one was the best.
But if your child has a hard time going to sleep, maybe this would help if they're not looking at it, if they're listening to it. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm being outvoted here, but that's what happens when you're Captain Curmudgeon. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jay and Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, focusing on the social media items that are of interest and import, the trending things, and Sam Hunt's wife with the announcement. Was it yesterday, Jay? She said, "I'm getting a divorce from you," and then she decided not to. Well, not then.
Yeah, like hours later after she filed, she kind of withdrew the filing, and then here she filed again, and we know why. It was in the wrong county. It was just some paperwork issues. Well, in the way that she, when she filed and her lawyers filed, and then they retracted it with a petition that was quote-unquote voluntarily non-suited without prejudice, which means she could file for divorce at a later date. However, you can't withdraw the second time. It would have to stick. Mm. And here it was just some paperwork issues. Wrong county.
So he's
apparently
still
that happened.
Dog.
But the
he's
headline.
Still a dog. There's still
he's still a dog. Still cheating
the headline
on his pregnant
was,
wife.
Without getting into the story, the headline was she withdrew her petition. So
yeah, the first
said, oh,
one she
must
did,
have
yeah.
reconciled or whatever.
That's
it
what
is.
It seemed like at first. It was all over TMZ,
right.
And then yeah,
right.
And then, nope,
yeah.
She refiled.
Yeah, nope, just a
all
mistake.
Right. So Alec Baldwin earlier, well, was it Monday we were talking about Alec Baldwin, and he could have fired without knowing that he fired the gun.
Yes,
that sort
yep.
of stuff. So apparently, the lady whose husband is speaking out now, her, the lady who died was, no, she's in charge of the gun, right? She isn't the one. Who's, which one is which here?
Wait,
Hutchins,
who's speaking out?
Hutchins was the
Helena
one who was
Hutchins,
killed.
Yeah,
what's the name
killed.
Of the woman who was the person in charge?
Hannah Gutierrez Reed.
Okay, so Hannah I Reed. Miss, sometimes I look at these and the names kind of blend together. Anyway, so Hutchins' husband.
Matt Hutchins,
says,
yeah.
Right. Says that it's absurd that Baldwin doesn't feel responsible for the wife, for the death of this this woman. He felt I don't remember hearing Alec Baldwin say he didn't feel any guilt for the shooting.
He was asked, I think, by George Stephanopoulos when he did that interview if yeah. he feels guilty, and he said he feels sad and he felt, you know, all the horrible emotions, but he said he didn't feel guilty because he didn't feel like he did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I can see both sides of this. I mean, obviously this poor guy lost his wife in a very tragic way. Yeah. And and how is the, I mean, I think everyone kind of agrees that it really wasn't Alec Baldwin's fault, and that the, you know, obviously the gun never should have had a live round in it. We all know that and can agree. And the way that the gun, what you were referring to is the sheriff's department did experiments with the gun, and that if it's cocked back, that little hammer thing at the top of the old timey gun, without doing anything, it can actually discharge.
You know what would start some interesting conversation? The expression that comes, excuse me, from the gun rights people, that guns don't shoot people, people do. In this case, gunshot went off, and it wasn't the person who was holding it that made it go off.
Yes, well, he says. Okay, I have a hard time believing. He could have been holding the trigger lightly. I have a hard time believing that it just discharged. I mean, I think it's a convenient thing to say,
but I don't know. What the sheriff's department said.
But you would understand how this would bring that discussion around.
That without pulling the trigger, those guns will go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just said, this is also the husband was also the one who was upset that Baldwin didn't really provide any aid on the set after the woman was shot and didn't do anything for about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, it's all food for thought. Now, this is the DJV program with lots of food and fuel for thought. 28 past the hour.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers continue to bomb indiscriminately, killing everything in its path on day 6 of the invasion in Ukraine. More than 70 Ukrainian servicemen were killed by a Russian rocket attack, and dozens of civilians have died in the shelling in the past 24 hours. This as a massive Russian military convoy approached the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities at the United Nations describe a text message between a mother and her dead Russian soldier son.
Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told they would welcome us, and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels and not allowing us to pass. They call us fascists. Mama, this is so hard.
The fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up for the President's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Could some American lawmakers be drunk on Chinese money, neglecting their duties to the American people? President of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, has some startling claims on One America News Network.
My message has been there's a battle going on between liberty and tyranny. It happens on a global stage between us and China and Russia, but it's also happening on college campuses, and this is a time to be optimistic and to put freedom on the offensive where it belongs.
Peter has a book out that goes into detail about his claim.
Red Hand at the beginning is really about exposing what's going on. I think a lot of people aren't aware the extent to which powerful elites in Washington, D.C., Silicon Valley, and Wall Street are joined at the hip with Beijing through commercial and financial ties, and that has affected decision-making. So it begins with exposure, then the battle lines are drawn. Now we need to start to take action, and that's legislatively, but it's also calling people out, shaming them for some of the conduct they've done, and making clear to the American people the battle that's taking place. And I firmly believe if the average American's aware of what's going on, they will pick freedom over tyranny every time.
Ukraine on Monday said it had received donated Starlink satellite internet terminals from SpaceX founder Elon Musk. The terminals look like home satellite television dishes and can provide relatively fast internet service by residential standards by connecting a fleet of satellites in low orbit around Earth. Musk said the Starlink is available in Ukraine and SpaceX is sending more terminals to the country, whose internet has been disrupted due to Russia's invasion. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ideas are king and queen, I suppose, here. There are more queens than kings. We have Queen Jennifer, Queen Victoria, Queen Jay, and then there's King Doug. That sounds like King Tut, doesn't it?
More like the court jester, but okay, we'll allow it.
I'm the court jester? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
All right, so it's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I want to spend a little bit more time talking about what we were talking about before, and I'll tell you why. As I think about these things, and oftentimes because our conversation here is just that. It's conversation among friends, people who love each other, and it's spontaneous. There's no rehearsal, and most of the time the ladies don't know what I'm going to talk about. They have a drift, and they also know what's going on, so they can sort of follow along. And so I was thinking about when Jay first came, and this is not about Jay, but it is kind of. I think that when Jay first got here, which was, what, a year and a half ago? How long have you been here?
January 2021.
Okay, so a year.
Oh, it's a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Jennifer is a senior. Jennifer has been here for, what, 17 years? How long have
Jennifer
you been
here? Jennifer has chains on her somewhere. That's how long she's been here. She's chained.
I think I'm the union steward of the program. I started here in 2006.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's, what, 16, 17 years ago. That's what I thought. Okay.
That's my entire radio career. Wow.
I've known her since she was a teenager. And so it's like different watching her grow up. I'm so proud of what she's done and what she's doing. And Victoria, the same with you, in the sense that I know where you came from. And maybe I know more about Jay than, you know, I let on because I'm friends with her father. But when she came here, she was quiet. She was shy. She wasn't sure what she was supposed to say or do. And as with everybody else, it's kind of like, it may not be good parenting, but you throw your kid into the swimming pool, and if he swims, fine. If he doesn't, he sinks. It's not necessarily great parenting, but it's a way to learn. And in this environment, because everybody is encouraged to think for himself, herself, what I've said all along was, come on, you need to be more involved. She wanted to find and needed to find her own way. And it's not necessarily about Jay, but it's a great lesson in how people, and I think I've been fortunate in finding these three ladies to be on the air with. They all have their own personalities. And Jay's, although I didn't know it at the beginning, she has, in my instinctive feelings about people in radio, she had a lot to say. And maybe for whatever the reason, she wanted to defer to Jennifer or Victoria or whatever. And I just said, or I told her father, tell her to open up. Come on, let's go. So when you just had the exchange with me that you did, and those who didn't hear the exchange, you can hear it in the DJV download or later today because we play all of the full program. If we can get TuneIn Radio to work, you can hear the full program all day, every day. And Jay took exception to me saying that a parent, we were talking about Pink not allowing her 10-year-old to have a phone. And I was lauding her for that and think, you know, off into having tablets and stuff when you're young. And I said that you're a bad parent if you do that, at which time Jay took serious exception to me saying that. And she was very strongly critical of me. And I thought that upon thinking about it, that she was right in her criticism of me. And I then thought, okay, so why do I have this? Why does she have the strong feelings that she does? Why do I have the strong feelings that I do? Victoria will pass it off on generational stuff. And maybe that's partially true. But I'm asking all of you who have strong feelings about stuff, whether it's this sort of thing or whether it's political or whether it's religious or whether it's about the job or the boss or whatever it is, that you examine your own thinking sometimes, because when you do, you might change your mind. You might not. But at least it's important to examine your feelings. Too many people today, in my opinion, rely on what others say and think. They latch themselves on to a train of thought that they feel safe discussing or at least agreeing and having those points of view. And so what I encourage here, not only for the ladies who are on the air, but for people who are listening, just because I say something or anybody here says something, that doesn't mean we are right or wrong or that we should be silenced or our values be more because it agrees with everybody else. It just is how we think based on our experiences. And so what you caused me to do, Jay, was think, why do I have that strong feeling? Why did I teach that to my children? And to a point, they still have those points of view.
Although, I think what you might be missing, though, Doug, is not necessarily that you have those feelings. Those are your feelings, and those are okay. It's not like you're wrong in how you raised your kids or what you teach your kids. It's when you say, you're an awful parent if, dot,
yes,
dot, dot.
You don't do what I do.
You're a bad person if, right. Dot, dot, dot. And you know what? We all have moments of weakness. I know, I think I really try in politics not to go, ugh. vilify people because I try to articulate my problems with people's policies instead of like them personally. The exception is I had a moment of weakness with Alec Baldwin because I called him awful, and I still might stand by it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so
we try not to
vilify the person. It's the policy, and I think you vilify people when you say you're awful. And
well, but I didn't say Jay, you're a bad parent. But that's how she took it, and it
That is not how I took it at all. I know I'm an awesome parent. I'm very confident in my mothering. It's the narrative. It's the narrative, and it's not just about parenting. It's the narrative of I have these strong feelings, and if you have different strong feelings, then you're the problem. And that's look at COVID. Look at what politics does. There are people who are in the Democratic Party who hate Republicans just for the pure fact that the Republicans have a different opinion, and vice versa. People regarding the vaccine, people have lost friendships and relationships because of the whole narrative of, I think you should get vaccinated. Well, I think you're stupid for getting vaccinated. Okay, relationship over, friendship over. It's just that concept of, I think this, you think differently, you're a horrible person because of it.
And that is a problem, and that's what causes the problem. So you call me out on it, and now I'm thinking about it, and then thinking, okay, well, she's right. And I would tell you, and anybody who knows my two children, even though they knew what my values were, and as children, you grow up to the environment that you're around is what's going to predicate who you are and what you're like as you grow older. And I think about my father and I. My mother was milquetoast. She had no real influence on me. And I don't say that trying to not be loving. My mother was absent. And my father was a Germanic autocrat who was an orphan. And I remember once saying to somebody that I loved that I guess I'm this way because of my father. And she said to me, you're a little old to be blaming your parents for whatever the issue or whatever your problem is. And I'm not sure that I subscribe to that because I think that parenting has its impact on you for your entire life and the environment can modify.
Yeah, there are way too many people who get to be way too old and they're still blaming, their parents for their problems. There's a point where you get to grab a hold of your own life and make choices that, can remedy.
And that's what I was going to say about my two children. Nobody would confuse them with people that don't think for themselves. they're like off on their own thing. And some of the stuff that they do, they look back at me and say, thanks, Dad. And other things they say, Dad, that was terrible. Why did you tell me that? Or Megan's especially. Brendan's very outspoken, but he's not likely to criticize me. Megan sometimes is. And it's okay. I can take it. I don't like it, but I can take it. And that's the thing. It doesn't mean that she doesn't love me at all. It just means that she's thinking for herself, which she's happy to remind me. Dad, you told us to think for ourselves. So that's it. And with Jay, I feel like I'm a parent to a point with all of you because I've known you in different ways, and Jay's been here the least. But the reason that I brought it up is because I was proud of what you said and the way that you stuck to your guns, and you made me think about, and my attitude probably will be different going forward because of the way you handled that discussion. So
I appreciate that, Doug.
Having said that, let's talk about something that nobody wants to talk about. And that's what's going on in the Ukraine, in Ukraine. I understand there's a kill list that Russia, that Putin or whoever is with him, they're looking for certain people in Ukraine to bump off. Mm-hmm. Is that how this is taking place?
That's been the rumor, right? Has that been
President Zelensky is on the list. Of course, favorable media outlet, like journalists to Ukraine, anti-Russian journalists. Different members of the government, people who lead factions that are anti-Russian, kill who you can't control, right?
Going back to that era, and even before the Nazis, if you look at how Napoleon, for example, offed the people, or you can go to the Roman Empire, I suppose with any circumstance like this in history, it's always the same. Kill the people who don't agree with you.
Well, what's really
who are going to be
laughable,
in the way. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
It, well, what's really laughable in the least funny way possible, just in irony, in the ironic department, is that Putin said he wants to de-Nazize,
yes.
or I can't remember the name.
The denazification, yeah.
Of Ukraine.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, exactly. That's what he says. He wants to de-Nazi Ukraine. And what's interesting, though, is that Zelensky, who is his enemy number one on the list, who was elected because he was strong against Vladimir Putin, is a Jew. And so it's an interesting place
really?
To say you're trying to get rid of the Nazis when you're going after the Jewish president. But
so I was looking back in some of the rhetoric. You know, this all started with George W. Bush when Putin had a meeting with him when Bush Jr. was president. One of the things he said, and he said it to Bush in English, quote, "You have to understand, George, Ukraine is not even a country." This was 14 years ago.
It's always his mentality.
It's really, he's had his eye on this for whatever the reason. So what's his tie here? Has he got family or something happened to him there?
No,
what?
Yeah, that's
like, well,
I'm wondering that too. What is
he
so
doesn't
wonderful?
Recognize the legitimacy of Ukraine.
Yeah, but,
look, he wants to reinstate the USSR, and this is what I think is really disturbing. Look, he could just, we talked about all the different options. Now it looks like he wants to take over all of Ukraine, right? There would be the thoughts that he would take over a limited space, maybe half the country. It appears now that the whole country is and probably will fall almost instantly, because they don't have the military strength of 190,000.
The rest of the world.
Well, this is okay. So this is the point. So if the rest of the world says, "Wait a second, you can't do that." If Poland, by the way, which is a country that is in NATO and has NATO protections, if they feel like they're threatened because they're next, essentially in the marching map, then do we enter, is this World War III? I mean, it's very scary. I don't like to fearmonger, but the options right now, what we're seeing right now, we're seeing something much bigger than
that.
How
is one guy, you know, you wonder, you go back to, we weren't around during World War II or before that in the 30s, when Hitler managed to, through his rhetoric as much as anything else, but then bumping off all of the people who were, you know, his enemies, he just killed them all. Which is what goes on in Korea, what goes on in China, what goes on in Russia, and that, you know, that is still very prevalent thinking today and really unhealthy. So it is food for thought. 48 minutes now after the hour on the DJV program.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
How
long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools, tech, and furniture you need to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to $100 on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. N35, in-store only while supplies last.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's 53 past the hour now, time for Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions, some commonly asked questions. And one of the things on people's minds more than anything else, this doping thing that's gone on at the Olympics with this 15-year-old skater who apparently was on L-carnitine, hypoxin, and let's see if I can pronounce this, trimethazine, Why the hell do doctors make these, you know, the pharmaceutical companies get simple names? Trimethazidine, I think. All right, well, you know what I'm talking about anyway. So the combination of these things have been found in her system. I think I've taken L-carnitine over the years because I knew that it was good for getting the oxygen around your system, especially your heart. I guess hypoxin does the same thing. So what do we know about this other thing? As a cardiologist, I'm sure you know how to pronounce this and also what it does.
Well, this is a drug which is not authorized in America to be used to help prevent angina. And this drug, trimethazine, and I tell you, I know that she tested positive for it. I don't really know enough about this drug, and I think that even the Olympic judges are still out on this, and I think we just have to stay tuned because I think people are not yet sure what to do about this, whether this is really needed for a physical ailment. But, you know, I don't think we have enough yet to judge her.
She has no physical element. She has no physical maladies at all. This was obviously
taken. We know that for sure.
Yeah,
we do know that for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You're ahead of me on this.
All right. So, but the fact that you just said something that I didn't know, that this drug was not, I'd never heard of it before, but not authorized for use in the United States, must
correct.
Be authorized for use in Russia. That's where it came from. So
correct.
why would it not, I guess the question here is why would it not be used or approved in America and approved in Russia?
You'll have to talk to the Russia FDA. Apparently the FDA feels...
They even have one?
I'm being a little lighthearted here. I don't want to add to any of the more stress that's already between our two wonderful nations. Apparently our FDA has chosen that it's not safe and effective, and you'll have to ask the Russian equivalent because they've decided that it is. And why there's a difference of opinion, we'll have to hear their side.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Intolerance to cholesterol-lowering drugs, i.e. statins. This is a question I've had for you since you put me on a statin a year and a half ago. I still wonder because I still hear things that bother me, even though I've stuck with the routine to a point that I have lowered my bad cholesterol. I don't know that we'll see what the numbers are when I have my visit with you next month. This information that I see here suggests that you shouldn't worry about statins. Well, you've been saying that. You've been one of the foremost proponents of statins for a long, long time, right? I think you said to me once, everybody ought to be on a statin.
No, I didn't say that. Please don't quote me incorrectly. And I don't think I'm one of the foremost, but I think that, mainstream cardiologists realize this is one of the best tools in our tool bag if you have plaque in the circulation. And we don't think everybody, it should be in the water, but, it depends on the individual. These decisions need to be individualized, whether the risks and benefits outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks. But it illustrated exactly one of the problems with using statins. You know, you heard it, you start believing it. And this is a study of millions of people, multiple studies, studying whether people actually get direct effects from the statins that are adverse effects. And the conclusion, this multi-million patient study, is that most people who go off statins, and in some studies up to one out of two people, they're prescribed and they stop them. And usually it's not because they get physical issues. It's because they hear things like you just said, and then they convince themselves that it must be causing whatever's going on, and then they stop it. And that's what they discovered in this study.
Like the cracks that they keep complaining about.
Right. And actually only about 5 to 10% of people have true adverse effects from them and stop them. Unlike the 1 in 2 in some studies that stop it because they hear things like you and then they convince themselves that whatever's going on in their life is the statin, they stop it. Statins appropriately will keep you on planet Earth longer, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
All right, I'm going right down right now and take today's capsule that has the cholesterol-lowering drug statin in it so that I can keep myself on planet Earth for a little while longer to hassle with you when we get together here on Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the EJV Health Program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.